Tuesday, loss of trust continued. It was a big surprise for Joseph. In the end, he had found his brothers. He had searched for days. He had carried with him lots of food for his brothers. And he was happy to find them. And then, their faces, full of hatred, to take him, take off his clothes, throw him into this pit. They start eating. He doesn't get anything, although he has carried it to them. And then they make plans. And when Ishmaelites came by, they sell him as a slave, the brothers. And he weeps. He weeps. He begs. Nothing. Nothing. Their hearts are not moved. Not at all. He is sold. Now he's a slave. Loss of trust. Imagine what Joseph, at the age of 17, what he experienced on his way to Egypt. Fear. Full of fear. Anxiety. What will be my future? Oh, he knows what the future of a slave is. First you will come to the slave market, and then someone will be your master. But who will be your master? And this is the future. Once a slave, forever a slave. Life has gone. The life of a free person with 17. It's over. But in the book Patriarchs and Prophets by Ellen G. White, we find the following information. On his way to Egypt, he remembered the stories of his father, Jacob. Joseph remembered what Jacob had told him, how he had seen this ladder, angels going up and down. Vision of heaven he had seen, and he had told it to Joseph. How often God had spoken to him when he was far away in a foreign land and told him, now it's time to go back. And when he was full of fear because of Esau, and when God talked to his brother, his twin brother, the very last night before they met, be careful. Don't act against your brother. God was with Jacob, and Joseph remembered these stories of his father. And when he was on his way, now a slave, he committed himself to God fully. Whatever will come, I will stay to God. I will be loyal to him. Whatever I'm forced to do, I will not do anything against my Father in heaven, whom my Father on earth experienced so often. This was the mystery of Joseph. He relied fully, he trusted fully That was his secret. And therefore, he was the winner.